There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Shanti, the best company that I have ever had was the sound of the wind in the trees and the weight of a book in my hands in a place full of solitude where time doesn't exist for a moment. The best company that I have ever had was the sound of the winds in the trees and the weight of a book in my hands, in a place full of solitude, where time doesn't exist for a moment. If you want to know a person, know the persons he live with. Some English author said somewhere, tell me the book you read, and I'll tell you who you are. Tell me the company you keep, and I'll tell you who you are. So company is one such thing that colors us. And we have heard that saying in Murli, time and again, as is your sangha. Your company goes a long way in building what you are, what you have become. When Shankaracharya entered one village, he was surprised to see that there is one house where a parrot is there, and that parrot is chanting shlokas. So he inquired, who is this? What is this? How come a parrot is chanting shlokas? So he finds out that is the house of a very learned person, a very erudite scholar, Mandal Mishra. And that debate between Shankaracharya and Mandal Mishra is quite famous. So this parrot was staying in that house, and that house was a very pure, a very sacred place. Sangha is very important. Company is very important. Which company we should keep? That's a $1 million question. And we have heard in Murli that Baba says again and again, just keep company of one father. But keeping the company of one father, what does it mean? Make God your supreme companion. We have heard, when I forget that God is my supreme companion, I feel lonely. Or rather, I feel lonely only when I forget that God is my companion. His companionship is very subtle. And the moment you leave him, you feel alone. The moment you desert his company, you are lost in this world. So the first company is the company of father, one father. is the ocean of bliss, is the ocean of purity. And if you want to move towards the sun of purity, your life should become full of purity. If there is an onslaught of impurity, you're probably moving away from him. You will not relish his company. When he is with me, I don't need anyone. When he is not with me, even if everyone is with me, I am still alone. Friendship with God, all relationships with God. But do we really feel, have we really achieved that? Company of God, company of Gyan, be in the company of elevated thoughts. That's the best company. Then you don't need anybody. Exalted thoughts, lofty thoughts, divine spiritual thoughts, thoughts of self-respect, thoughts of love of God. These are very elevated, lofty thoughts. They keep you off from body consciousness. So company of Gyan means churn, contemplate, reflect. Whilst you read Murli, take out one point, extract, and stop and think. Go in silence and churn it. Listening to so many things do not make us powerful. Reduce listening, reduce reading, but increase churning. That should be the goal. Don't listen too much. Sometimes listening so many things also cause confusion. So best is more churning. Just take one line and think about it. Visualize it, colorize it, picturize it. Make it live. Make it a mental movie, a mental picture. See it, watch it, visualize. What are the different implications of it? One is meaning. One is meaning of a word, meaning of line, deeper meaning, gudarth, connotation. What is the deeper connotation? Simply knowing the meaning of words is also not enough. What is the bhav? What is the emotion behind one statement? Whenever you listen to Murli, rather than writing down so many points, just write down 5. That's it. And throughout the day, take them out. Or rather, even there's no need to write down points, just write down topics. Pick up topics and throughout the day, churn those topics. Just 5 topics. If you want to write points, then it should be just 5 points. But very important, very powerful, never heard before. Something that would make a change, a revolution, a sea change. The point should come as a lightning. The point should come as a thunderbolt. So company of Gyan means you are churning knowledge all the time. If you have to go anywhere, take up any point and start churning it. If you are traveling from Mount to Abu Road, you have 30 minutes, 45 minutes with you. Think of one topic and then go, churning it, so that the time is not wasted. Because time is currency. Nothing should go waste. Nothing. Every moment is so precious. It will not come again. So, company of Gyan. Then, the third is company of great men. Company of great men. Company of saints. Company of elevated souls. Always being touch only with those souls who are interested in Gyan and Yoga. Those souls who are not interested in Gyan and Yoga and their only purpose of life is Seva. It's very dangerous. Seva which is without Gyan and Seva which is without Yoga will make you a vagabond, will make you wander here and there. You will get lost. Seva is a very good thing, but always remember that Seva is the fourth subject. Not the first. The first is yoga. The first is yoga. So always keep company with those souls who are intense effort makers, who are aware of time, who are aware of the place, who are aware of what is happening in the world. When Baba was here. Many children were sitting and Baba asked a question to all the children. Do you all know that Baba has got an electrical device by which he will know the states of your mind? Baba said, in this room, there is an electrical device by which I can know the states of your mind. What is that? So everybody started seeing which is the meter which is there in that room, but there was no such thing. How can electrical device can detect the state of the mind? Everybody started seeing, but they couldn't find. Ultimately, Baba said, this one. And what was it? A radio, which was kept there. Baba said, this is the device. Through this, I know the state of your mind. How come? Baba said, I listen to news from radio. And when I listen to the news of destruction or miracles of science, I know that children are making intense effort. And when I listen to ordinary news, I come to the conclusion that children are not making any efforts. So this radio is the barometer that tells me whether you are making any effort seriously or not. The path is narrow. Jesus Christ says, the path is narrow. The path of Tivra Purusharth, the path of intense effort is narrow. All cannot tread this path. And the path of loose efforts is very big. It's a highway. There is a crowd there. But the path of truth is narrow. So what is the effort? So the third thing is company of great souls. Company of elevated souls. Company of those souls who are full of vairagya. Who are full of jnana. Those who have become the ocean of knowledge by continuous churning. Those who have not wasted a single moment of their lives. Those who are not involved in other extra curricular activities. We are godly student. We should remain restricted to the curriculum. The fourth is the company. If the great men are not there, if you don't have such people, you definitely have audios, videos, the company of audios and videos. This is also a sort of company. You need not to have that person in person with you. You might be far away. But if you know somebody who is a very pure soul, by listening to those pure voices, you can feel the company of that person. There is something known as Akashic Records. What Hitler spoke is recorded in the sky. What Gandhi spoke is recorded in the sky. What Brahma spoke is recorded. What Mama spoke is recorded. What all Dadi spoke is recorded. Long, long ago, what has been spoken? Because sound is an energy. It cannot be destroyed. So it stays. That's why this new term, Akashic Records. And if you can make your mind very, very subtle, in tune with those energies, with those souls, what they had spoken thousands of years back, you can still hear and gain inspiration. You can listen to those subtle voices. So it's a very good idea. Listen to all the audios of all the dadis, what they had spoken, because their voice rings with purity. You can make a timetable. For 1 month, just listen to one particular dadi. Listen everything what Dadi Janaki said for 1 month. And be in tune with that soul. Same frequency, same wavelength. Let your thoughts and her thoughts sink. A beautiful symphony. A beautiful musical harmony. An orchestra of emotions. Spiritual feelings should get created. So when you are listening to somebody, you are not just gaining information or more knowledge. Rather, you are touching that soul. Whatever that is coming out from that soul, know that. That is not that soul's churning alone. It is God's power which is getting added in that journey. So company of audios, videos. The next is company of places. Which place you are in? Suppose a patient is there and is not improving, they say that go and change the place. So also, if the mental condition is not improving, go and change the place. If you feel down, if you feel depressed, in doldrums, if you feel frustrated, best is to go and spend the whole day in some spiritual place that need not to be Brahma Kumari's center alone. It could be anything. A temple, some old temple, or some place of bhakti. Go and spend the whole day in some vast, beautiful temple, and you will feel those pure vibrations. You know, the places where yajnas are done, they become very much sanctified, very, very pure. The vibrations of the place change. So, go to such places on and off. Sit alone in silence. Before the divine visions, it is sure that Baba used to go near the sea beach or sometimes near the church, and he would spend times, hours journeying. The next is nature. Company of Nisarga, nature. Nature teaches you a lot. Nature teaches you silence. Nature teaches you solitude. Nature teaches you introspection. So when you go into the depth of nature, all alone, sit and spend time. Learn to make friendship with the sky. Learn to make friendship with the sun. Learn to make friendship with the wind, the mountains, the river, the ocean, the valleys, the animals. You will come out powerful. If you can spend 3 hours all alone near some lake, some tree, talk with the tree, talk with every leaf, talk with the clouds, the soul will become calm. The company of human beings, they snatch something from you. The company of the nature gives something to you. You go and spend 4 hours talking with somebody, you have lost something. You go in the nature and don't talk, just stay silent. When you come out, you are emboldened. You are empowered. You are powerful. There are people who never come out of their houses. They remain locked. They have no touch with nature, no touch with the earth. That's why in the last bhatti we had said, the importance of barefoot walking. Take out your footwear and walk barefoot on the ground. Let the earth touch your feet. This touch with Mother Earth, this touch will activate all the centers. Free reflexology session, free acupuncture. Not just that, but when you walk on earth, you feel the vibrations, the power. The entire earth is a big electrical field, a magnetic field. So when you walk, your sleep will improve, your eyesight will improve, your migraine will improve, your gait will improve, and most importantly, you will be in touch with nature. But do everything in silence. Don't walk together. The life of a yogi is a solo journey. The importance of company, gathering is there, but the life of a yogi is a walk alone path. The life of a yogi is the flight of the alone to the alone. Ekla chalore. It's alone you have to walk. Then only you can enjoy. Then only you can feel the company of God. The moment you start talking with others, you just forget Him. Because you cannot remember two persons at one time. Either you remember God or humans. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot work in two departments because there will be two bosses. One boss will say, give me this. You are doing his job, and the other master comes and says, what are you doing? Do my work first. So you cannot serve two departments at the same time. You cannot serve two masters at the same time. You cannot serve God and Mammon at the same time. You have to give up one So be in the elevated company of the nature. So be in company of God. Be in company of all the elevated souls. Be in company of books. If you don't have anything, study books. My days among the dead are past. Around me I behold whenever these casual eyes are cast. My never failing friends are they with whom I converse day by day. Robert Southey says in his poem that when I am alone, these books are the only things that comfort me. Books are the only things that fill me with pleasure. They wipe my tears. One of the English authors says that when I enter a library and I see the huge repast means food, my mouth starts watering. So many books, and life is so short, when I will read? So company of books, good books, elevated books. Company of books, company of audios, company of videos, company of nature, company of God, company of souls, company of places, company of songs. Good songs. They will elevate your being. So be in company of everything that leads to higher consciousness. Give up all those companies which drag you down, which make you fall down, which make you come tumbling down. So, jaisa sang, vaisa rang. So get colored with the color of elevated books, songs, videos, audios, nature, God, and see what happens. Silence. The best company is the company of silence. The greatest truths are discovered only in silence. Rather, invented. Rather, rediscovered. Truths are not to be discovered or invented. They are to be rediscovered. They are there already, but lost. No reinvent. Re-engineering. Reformation. Revamping. Reconstruction. Rebuild them. Restart. Research them again and again till you know them. So that is company. Om Shanti.